Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10, which you will find in page 1000 of your church Bibles. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord.
Right, this one is working, so that's good news. And we're going to say a prayer, and then we're going to be thinking about a wonderful verse in the Bible together. So, Father, we pray that you would help us understand why Easter Sunday is good news for us on this Sunday, here in Henley, 2,000 years later. And we pray that for Jesus' sake. Amen. So, there they were. Three women. They were probably very tired, because it was very early in the morning. They were definitely very sad, because just the other day, their best friend, Jesus, had died. And they were in for three very big surprises. Surprise number one.
When they got there, that wasn't a surprise.
Surprise for all. When they got there, the stone in front of the tomb where Jesus had been laid had been rolled away.
Surprise number two, an angel met them and said, "Jesus is alive."
Surprise number three, they met him. Jesus was right there. The Jesus who had been as dead could be, was now there, and he was not just alive, he was positively pulsing with life. What a surprise. Now, they were the events of the very first Easter. That's what we're remembering today on Easter Sunday. Jesus was dead, but he came back to life again. But here's the question we're going to think about for the rest of our time. Why does that matter for us? Why does it matter that Jesus rose again all those years ago? And to help us think that through, we're looking at a verse from the Bible that I want us to read all together. Now, "I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades." Now, it's Jesus who's speaking those words in the book of Revelation. And do you see what he says? He says, "I am alive for ever and ever." Now, here's the thing. Jesus didn't die only to, Jesus didn't come back to life only just to die again a little later. He didn't delay death. He defeated it. He's alive forever and ever. And you
know, that means that Jesus has something that all of us really, really need. Can anyone see what that is? Yeah, Alex. Jesus has the key that all of us really, really need. Because he's the one who was dead and is alive. And to help us to understand why we all need this key, however little or however big we are, I've asked Chrissy to come and help me. Chrissy, come on up. Now, the Bible tells an amazing story. It says that God loves us with a love that we can barely imagine. It's so big. He loves us. And he created us to know him and to be free. Chrissy, give us a kind of a twirl. Here is Chrissy. She is completely free. Okay, now, Chrissy, you are representing every single human being in the world. Okay? Who thinks she can do it? I think she can do it. Okay? So Chrissy is representing every single person in the whole wide world. And God created us to be free. You should know as well, we're free. Okay? We're free to know God, to love him, to live for him, to enjoy his world. But you know, the Bible tells a really sad bit of the story. And it says that although God loves us, we chose not to love him. Okay, we actually turned our backs on God. And we said a big no to God's love and to his rules. And we decided to go our own way. Now, the Bible has a word for that. And the word is sin. It's when we say, no, God, I want to live as if you weren't there. Now, the Bible tells us story of how the very first people, Adam and Eve, chose to turn away from God. Now, God loved us, and so he said, look, whatever you do, don't do that. Because if you turn away from me, you're not going to be free anymore. Instead of being free, you are going to die. Really sad. But you know what? Adam and Eve did it anyway. And so God did exactly what he warned them would happen. Here's what happened. Okay, Chrissy, come take a seat.
Okay. Oh, it's a bit tight, so I think we might just get it on there. We did practice it before, didn't we? Okay, look, here is the lock. And there we go.
Locked up. Okay, this is what happens to all of us.
Because of what Adam and Eve did. And all of us do the same thing.
Can you read that? Locked up by death. Our sin, that's when we turn away from God, leaves all of us locked up by sin and death. Okay? And this isn't just a problem that Adam and Eve. Because we are Adam and Eve's father, this is now a problem for all of us. It's why we're in the world today where there is death. Sickness and sadness and war and things that go wrong. We're locked up by sin and death and we can't escape. So what do we need? What do we need? We need a key. We need a key. But listen, I've got some different keys here that I thought we could try because some people think there are different keys that could unlock us. And there's a big problem that we have. So I need some people to try some of these keys for me. So, yeah, let's have Andrew. You come up first. Well done. And then let's have Gabby. And then let's have Nathan. Come on up. Okay. Andrew, why don't you try it now? Why don't you see? What does our first key say?
Be good. It says be good.
Okay, let's see if the be good key unlocks the problem.
What? Any luck? Now listen, don't get me wrong,
it's good to be good, but some people think that by being good, we can unlock this problem of sin and death and be friends with God forever and ever just by being really good and living really good lives. The Bible says there's no way we can do that. That's never going to unlock this problem that we have, because the key won't fit. It's good to be good, but we must never think that that is going to sort out this big problem of sin and death. Well, so much for the be good key. Let's have our next comment here. Let's see what this one says. Do you want to read that one for us?
Go to church.
Go to church. Let's see if the go to church key works. No luck. Well, thanks for trying it anyway, Abby. Now listen, every real Christian loves going to church. It's where we meet with God's people, it's where we hear the Bible. We love going to church, but we must never think that going to church is the thing that could unlock this problem. Some people think that if I just go to church enough and read my Bible enough and say my prayers, then maybe God will say my sin doesn't matter and I won't have to die anymore. I'm afraid that no matter how much you go to church, our sin is still going to be there. We need a better key than the go to church key. Well, let's try this one here, shall we? What does this one say?
Try your best.
Okay, why don't you try the try your best key?
He's trying his best.
You are trying your best. You are trying your best. No, not this time. Well, so much for trying your best. You know, again, it's a really good thing to try your best in life. But we must never think that by trying your best, that's how God will get rid of our sin and rescue us from death. Doesn't matter how hard we try, it's never going to rescue us from our sin. And it's never going to unlock us and set us free from this problem. Now, these are three keys. They're all other kinds of keys that people try to unlock us. But can I tell you? None of them work. Not a single one of them fits. Because there is only one key that can unlock us from this problem that we all have. Can we read that verse again? That Jesus says, I am the living one. I was dead. And now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Only Jesus holds the key. Now, I'm going to ask some questions, and it's going to be really easy because the question has the same answer every time. And I want you to shout out the answer every time. So here's the answer. The answer is only Jesus. So should you have a practice, nice and loud?
Only Jesus.
Okay, well done. So question one, who is it who died on the cross to pay for all of our sins? That's right. Only Jesus died on the cross to pay for all of our sins. That's the only way this problem of sin and death can be unlocked, if someone pays for it. And only Jesus has done that. Next question, are you ready? Who is the one who came back to life and is alive forever and ever? That's right. Only Jesus came back to life and is alive forever and ever, which is the proof that he's done it. He's paid for our sin. And that means, last question, who is the one who has the key that can unlock us? Okay, so should we see if it works? There's just three again. Now listen, we need to understand something really important here. The way that we get unlocked from sin and death is when we come to trust in Jesus ourselves. Okay, Jesus says it's really important that we come to him and we ask him to unlock us from the problem of sin and death.
that we have as well.
That means saying sorry for the wrong things I do, saying I realize I turn the wrong way and I don't do. And it means saying, I believe that Jesus is the living one. He's the one who died on the cross for my sin and came back to life, and he's alive forever and ever. And only he's got the key. And so I want to live for him as my king, and I want to trust in him. Jesus, will you please unlock the chains that hold me, my sin, sin and death as well. And do you know, until we do that, we remain locked up. But the moment we do that, Jesus unlocks us, because he's the one with the key, the only one with the key to death and sin that can set us free. So, as we finish, that is why Easter is so important for all of us. It was a long time ago. Jesus rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. But it's so important because Jesus is the only one who can unlock us from sin and from death. And when we trust in Jesus, he sets us free. And that means that we are free to know Jesus' love in our hearts right now, and free to be part of his forever kingdom. Forever and ever and ever and ever. You know, that's a place where there's no more sadness or sorrow or sin or death. But isn't it an amazing thing that Jesus did that first Easter when he rose from the dead? Alleluia, Jesus is alive. But I'm going to finish with a prayer and then we're going to have a song to read together. So let's close our eyes. Pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you that you are the one with the keys to our sin and our death. Thank you that you love us, that even though we stand away from you, you can die on the cross for our sin. You rose again, and now you offer to unlock us from the greatest problem that all of us have. And thank you, Lord, for all of those in this building who have said yes to Jesus, and have experienced that amazing moment when they are set free, unlocked. And we want to pray for any who are still thinking that through. Maybe actually they're thinking, gosh, maybe I'm still locked up because I've not actually asked Jesus to do this yet. We pray that maybe even today, Easter Sunday 2022, might be the day that some people come to trust in Jesus and find themselves unlocked by him and knowing his love as well. And we pray all of these things for Jesus' sake.